with its big white cross common to all the Commonwealth military cemeteries that have more than 40 graves, the entrance to the military square of the Ors Cemetery is easy to find. Among the 59 steles to be found there, one particularly attracts the attention of visitors. It is situated in the last row, the third grave starting from the left. It is the grave of Wilfred Owen, the poet soldier who died in Ors on November 4, 1918, as he was attempting to cross the canal. His is one of the greatest names of 20th century British poetry and the figurehead of what became known as war poetry after the war. Like all the steles in the Commonwealth military cemeteries, Owen's is inscribed with some information. The badge of the Manchester regiment Owen belonged to when he died is engraved at the top of the stele. Then his rank is inscribed as well as his initials, his name, the letters MC, meaning that Wilfred Owen had been awarded the military cross, the name of his regiment, the date when he was killed, and his age. The epitaph chosen by Susan Owen, Wilfred's mother, with whom he kept up a lengthy correspondence, is worth reading. It appears under the cross engraved on the stele and is an extract from Owen's poem entitled The End, but slightly modified so as to read like a message of hope. Shall life renew these bodies? Of a truth all death will he annul. Another remarkable element in that cemetery is the isolated grave on the very left. It is that of Colonel James Marshall, who, after reconnoitring, had warned that the crossing of the canal planned for November the 4th would be very difficult. He was nicknamed the Terrible Major with the 10 Wounds and died on the same day as Owen. He was posthumously awarded the Victoria Cross, the highest British military distinction, for his courage during that operation. It replaces the Christian Cross on the stele of his grave. Between Marshall's and Owen's graves is that of Second Lieutenant James Kirk, who had also been awarded the Victoria Cross for bravely attempting to protect the building of the footbridge on the canal using his machine gun, which had been hoisted onto a makeshift raft. Now you should retrace your steps, cross the railway line, and walk on through the Bois l'Évêque till you get to the Hermitage Chapel.